Mike Guilfoyle death. Honoring the legacy of a compassionate probation officer. Many will know of Mike Guilfoyle through the regular articles he wrote on probation practice for the Center for Crime and Justice Studies website. His insightful, funny, and charming articles evoked a lost world, a service motivated by the values of advise, assist, and befriend. Receiving his latest articles was always a highlight, an unwavering dedication even as he battled illness. Mike's passing leaves a void in our hearts as we mourn the loss of a kind, witty, and thoroughly decent man. Personal reflections. To pay tribute to Mike Guilfoyle, we reached out to Deb Borgen, Rob Canton, Chris Hignett, Patricia Johnson, Sharon Culnane, and Russell Webster. These individuals offered their own personal reflections on Mike's contributions and the impact he had on their lives. Deb Borgen, a passionate advocate for justice. Deb Borgen, former National Vice Chair of NAPO, remembers meeting Mike at a Middlesex NAPO branch meeting over 30 years ago. She recalls his welcoming nature, his passion for justice, and his unwavering dedication to fighting for the rights of others. Mike's generosity of spirit and tireless activism were recognized when he was awarded honorary Life NAPO membership, a truly fitting tribute to a remarkable individual. Rob Canton, a champion of probation. Rob Canton, Professor Emeritus in Community and Criminal Justice, remembers Mike as a committed and eloquent champion of probation. Mike's first-hand experience as a probation officer and magistrate added a compelling authority to his opinions. Through his reviews and reflections, published by the Center for Crime and Justice Studies, Mike enriched our understanding of probation. He demonstrated deep emotional literacy, compassion, and kindness, showing us what it means to work in probation with humanity and professionalism. Chris Hignett, the inquirer and listener. Chris Hignett, a former probation officer, fondly remembers Mike's vast knowledge and his ability to engage in captivating conversations. Mike's profound curiosity and keen listening skills made him exceptional at his chosen profession. While the probation service underwent significant changes, Mike's regular contributions to the Center for Crime and Justice Studies aimed to keep the original idea of probation as a social work and justice agency alive. His passion for advocacy and care for his clients' well-being defined his career. Patricia Johnson and Sharon Culnane. An irreplaceable presence. Patricia Johnson and Sharon Culnane, co-chairs of the London NAPO branch, express their deep sadness and extend their condolences to Mike's family. They emphasize his lifelong dedication to NAPO, his curiosity about the criminal justice system, and his invaluable contributions as a mentor and speaker. Mike's wit, kindness, and passion for all things probation and NAPO will forever be cherished. Russell Webster, a man of passion and resilience. Russell Webster, a blogger and former probation officer, remembers Mike as a man of passion and resilience. Through his monthly columns on probation practice, Mike shared stories that genuinely reflected the realities of working in the field. Despite his battle against cancer, Mike remained committed to his work, submitting articles even posthumously. His dedication to probation and his unwavering spirit will be greatly missed. FAQs. Q1. What was the cause of Mike Guilfoyle's death? Mike Guilfoyle passed away after a brave battle with cancer on November 19, 2023. He fought valiantly while maintaining a remarkable absence of self-pity and a wry sense of humor. His dedication to probation practice continued until the end, as he left behind two articles to be published posthumously. Q2. How did Mike Guilfoyle contribute to probation and justice? Mike Guilfoyle made significant contributions to probation and the criminal justice system throughout his career. As a probation officer, magistrate, and prolific writer, he tirelessly promoted probation values and served as a compassionate advocate for justice. Mike's articles, reflections, and mentorship demonstrated the importance of empathy, dignity, and the transformative potential of probation. Conclusion. Mike Guilfoyle's passing leaves a profound void in the world of probation and justice. His infectious kindness, unwavering dedication, and deep passion for the well-being of others will be remembered and cherished. May his legacy continue to inspire future generations in their pursuit of justice, compassion, and the values he held dear. For more information on honoring the legacies of beloved celebrities and prominent figures, visit Celebrity Deaths 2024.